But, you know, the question is, do you add real toxicity there? Do you add severe toxicity? Are you going to have a risk of, I don't know, a second tumor in 5 years? Are you going to have a risk of a cardiac failure because of adding pertuzumab? The question is no. There is no hints of that. So gaining a 5% absolute benefit, I mean, it's not so much. I realize that you would like to have more than that, but basically it's not so bad.
Well, also, and when I asked you about node negative, node positive, I've heard investigators say, other investigators say, I offer it to node negative too because, okay, this is, you're estimating 5%. Maybe you might have a node negative case where it's 1 or 2%. And would some patients want, you know, putting the cost aside, would they want to be treated? So here's the best part of the question. So now we're down to in the range of 20% residual risk. So this lady is going to get your therapy, and she's still going to have a 20% risk of relapse. So my question to you is, how do you think that would be altered by the use of neratinib after she's finished with that year? And what number would you give if she were ER positive, HER2 positive? So let's start with her case. How would that number change?
In my case, I would hesitate in giving neratinib.
Well, what are the numbers, though? I mean, do you believe the data?
Well, I would try to be a little bit more ambitious because the safety profile of neratinib is not the safety profile of pertuzumab. So if I'm gaining 5% with pertuzumab, I would like to gain more than 5% with neratinib. I think that gaining a 5% with neratinib could be questionable. It's not the same thing that gaining 5% with pertuzumab.
Well, I guess my question is, and I don't know what you think about the data on the Extenet trial, but in the ER positive, HER2 positive patients, there is a 40% relative risk reduction. So that would bring your 20% down, you know, maybe in the 5%
risk. I would gain probably, yeah. No, but I would buy the neratinib in the case I have still a residual risk of relapse of 20%. Okay, in the case the tumor is endocrine sensitive, then I would buy because I think that there you would probably gain something that makes more sense. Of course, we should inform the patient and manage the diarrhea problem. But at the end of the day, I think that there in that context, I would probably buy the neratinib.
Interesting.